This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Craig Hoffman, Redskins beat reporter, 11. Will Brinson, around the NFL, covering the NFC East with us at 1. Grant and Danny welcoming you back on 106.7 The Fan. Went back and watched the defense yesterday and was looking for things that make this defense a lot better than it was last year. Through two games, it's clear this group looks better. And the first thing I saw is that they fly to the football. Everyone's hustling. Everyone's digging. There was one play I tweeted, and if you want to go back and look at some of the videos and stuff I posted, one of the things I loved was that Junior Gallette at one point was rushing from the left end spot.
Okay.
Jared Goff runs out of the pocket in the other direction to his left toward what would be like the right end spot of a defense toward the other sideline. Junior Gallette stops his rush upfield, basically takes an angle to the sideline, sprinting like he's on a track running a 100 or something, and makes a tackle for a gain of one as Jared Goff has to make a defender miss and cut it inside. Just great hustle. But you see that people fly into the ball all game long. Greg Minuski's coaching them up. There was a picture I took of eight guys in on a stop while another two were in the frame. There are 10 players basically at the football on a carry to the right side.
It's a different world, man, than last year.
It's a good sign. But the other thing I noticed is that some of the young Redskins, either sophomores that were rookies last year or a couple years older than that who had down years, look like completely different people, having bounce-back campaigns. And it's only been eight quarters, so it's irresponsible to make a lot out of that. But I'm going to give you the four names that I found of guys that I think are playing way better than they were last year. And I want to get your thoughts on these guys and then give me anyone you'd like to add to the pile. The four that I came up with are Preston Smith, Kendall Fuller, Matt Ioannidis, and Bashaud Breeland. And then my rapid-fire takes on these guys would be Preston Smith didn't have back-to-back games with a full sack at any point last year. He's already done that this year. And he played the run with excellence.
Those little Tavon Austin jet sweeps? Nope. Yep. Preston Smith's here. 94 is in the building.
Tied for the team lead in tackles for loss with three, sacks with two, and already quarterback pressures hits four, which is, you know, much better pace than he was on early last season. Kendall Fuller, unrecognizably competent at cornerback. I mean, a year ago, you wanted this guy off the field. Now he's one of the big reasons the Redskins can get off the field. Made a couple of third down stops short of the sticks. He has blown up a screen in each of the two games that showed just a cerebral, intuitive, instinctual player that didn't wear a Redskins uniform last year.
Physicality there as well, yeah.
You know what I saw when I went back and watched? Because the screen he blew up on the third and goal for the Rams that led to a field goal, that was easy to see. I mean, it was very obvious. He makes the tackle, they get off the field. There was another screen earlier in the game where he locates from the slot that this is a screen to Todd Gurley. And he just goes and finds him and basically bear hugs him in the backfield. And Jared Goff has to burn the ball toward the sideline. But it was just one of these really smart plays where you think, Kendall Fuller's got the game slowing down a little bit.
He gets it a little bit.
Matt Ioannidis. Did you see the tweet of his spin move I posted?
It was like, if you didn't know who that was, and you were just like watching somebody, you'd go, is this J.J. Watt? Is this like a legit NFL defensive lineman that gets after people?
At Grant H. Paulson on
Twitter.
It was
amazing.
It was a ridiculously athletic spin move. There was another play I should have posted, and if I was better with technology like a Brendan Dart type, I probably could have done him side by side. But he made another move where he basically beat a guy in front of him by doing a swim move, but he had like just complete strength on the rush, and he threw the guy basically to the ground, just dismissed him summarily like it was me or you blocking him. So he's got a strength move that gets him to the quarterback. He's got a spin move that gets him to the quarterback. He is showing some pocket pushing, interior collapsing presence. Who is this man wearing number 98?
Yeah, this was the guy that didn't stand out when I watched Temple a couple different times over, where I go, like, Temple's like struggling to beat Pitt or somebody that was just okay. And I never noticed Ioannidis once.
Best tweet I got yesterday when I was complimenting him watching the game back, someone said, yeah, but he didn't step in front of your picture that one time. Remember that?
Yeah.
Because my claim on this show is I don't think Matt Ioannidis is ever going to be a great player because he's too nice, because I was trying to take a picture of Pierre Garçon, and he stopped and said, go ahead and take the picture right before a game while in uniform.
Instead of just doing what he was supposed to do to get ready to play, he was
instead
like,
of just like prepping for the game.
Like, oh man, Grant needs to take a photo. I'll let this gentleman I don't know get it done.
Last guy, Bashaud Breeland, 25-year-old contract year. He had back-to-back plays he wants back, got sucked inside on a Gurley run, and then whiffed when Gurley hurdled him, which was embarrassing, and is going to be on every highlight reel all week long because he just got completely hurdled for a touchdown on a catch out of the backfield by Todd Gurley. But think about the deep throws to Alshon Jeffrey that he covered, textbook execution. He has not given up big gains. He has not given up catches. He made a great tackle, baited Goff into a third down throw to his former college teammate Sammy Watkins, then blew him up a yard short of the sticks. He's back to his old self.
He's been pretty competent, been pretty good. Physical again in the tackling game. I know the Gurley hurdle is going to stick with some people, but
yeah,
in general, I think he's been good on outside runs. And I don't necessarily trust him to go stride for stride with a track star. I mean, that's not necessarily what his game is at this point. But if he's one of those guys that, if deployed properly, if asked to do what he does well, can be pretty damn good at it.
So those are the four guys, Danny, I found. I didn't rank them in any particular order. Which of the four has impressed you the most? Smith, Fuller, Ioannidis, Breeland so far this year?
With all due respect to the other guys, to me, it's Kendall Fuller and it's not close. This is night and day. This is that bad Tom Cruise and Cameron Diaz movie where like Tom Cruise was a spy, then was disgraced, and Cameron Diaz was just all of a sudden on a motorcycle shooting guns. Terrible movie, but that's the story of Kendall Fuller. This is someone that I go, this is a mistake to draft a guy with microfracture knee surgery. Year one, not only was he not healthy, I thought he never would be that way again, not explosive. He looked lost. This is someone I wasn't really excited to have on the roster. I am completely wrong about that. All the Virginia Tech fans that got so angry at me and jingled their keys at me and rang that turkey caller thing via the internets were screaming at me about this. You guys are right. I was wrong. He is good. He is downright good. And this is something that kind of stinks about this NFL business. But you now go, if Bashaud Breeland doesn't want to play ball money-wise, because this is, you know, he's on a contract here, I could go, well, Kendall Fuller will replace you for cheap, and we'll have to draft the next slot corner. That's the confidence level I have in him. Now, it's only two games. It's a smaller sample, but
I don't feel that good, because Fabian Moreau, to me, would be the guy on the outside. You keep Fuller inside. Well, Not everyone can play inside.
Well, my point is you've got leverage. My point is if Bashaud Breeland tries to hold you over a barrel, you go, well, we've got guys waiting in the wings. To me, Fuller has gone from no thank you to thank God he's here.
Let's do this. Let's open up the phones. 800-636-1067. Got some real good calls from Nats fans earlier in the hour. Let's open up the phones for Redskins fans. 800-636-1067. I threw four names out there. Danny, you may have a couple guys as well you want to give next. We'll do that. Maybe you guys want to mention someone that wasn't mentioned in terms of young Redskins who look better than you thought they would. Cool. 800-636-1067. You can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. But of these four guys who are clearly stepping their game up, Fuller, Ioannidis, Preston Smith, Bashaud Breeland, which has stood out to you the most and impressed you the most so far? That's the question. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, guys. Danny Rubio for my pals at Ted Britt Ford. I'm a Ted Britt man. Been there two times. Not just for visits. No, I got two cars from Ted Britt Ford. That's right, 2016 Ford Edge. That's what the wife tools around in now. She loves that car. Perfect midsize SUV or SUV. The layperson, for me and the growing family, right? Couldn't be more comfortable. Sync 3 display is awesome. Backup camera is great. Whole thing is awesome. It's a great, great car. That's what she drives now. I got the Ford Fusion. I got it in May, right at the end of May. It's now what? September the 20th. So from May to September 20th, I have filled the gas tank one time. I've got down to empty and filled the gas tank up once. That's because I plug it in every single day. If you commute, say, less than 25, 30 miles a day, it's probably your car. You'll save a boatload on gas. Trust me on this. It's awesome. And speaking of awesome, when you go to Ted Britt Ford and buy from Ted Britt Ford, new pre-owned vehicles, anything less than 100,000 miles, people, you get Ted Britt for life. That's lifetime guarantees. Big stuff. Powertrain, engine, right? Transmission, transfer case, drive axle, all the big things that you'd expect to be taken care of, they will take care of. Well, here's what else they do. They replace your battery every 4 years. You ever crack your windshield? It's a pain in the butt. Not if you buy from Ted Britt Ford. They'll replace your windshield for you. It's the best. Go see my pals at Ted Britt Ford in Fairfax or Chantilly and tell them Danny sent you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.